With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're with Helen Tedros, the public affairs director for the NFTA. Helen, the RFPs were sent out for the redevelopment of the DL&W terminal. Just a general overview, you know, what's the hope of the NFTA to get out of the terminal down by the arena?
We are looking to secure a developer to develop and manage mixed use residential, retail, office, commercial for the DL&W and help us re-energize that property. So what does it mean to us? I mean, it's something that we are so optimistic about, and a project that we have received such great feedback, so much excitement. It's really a property that has historical value and that can really help that area and economic development. It's just very exciting and very visionary. So we're very, very, very optimistic about this.
You know, in terms of the final product, and I know we're, you know, still very far away from when the terminal would be redeveloped, but the idea of housing right there, when you have a train station, when you would have, you know, office, retail space at the bottom of it, do you think that housing is something that is really, I guess, a good idea for the DL&W terminal?
You know, and that's what we're looking at from McGuire to kind of help us, because they are the experts in that. You know, as a Buffalonian and someone who just loves the waterfront and loves the development, I love that idea personally. It is something that is, you know, on the table and very much talked about in that area, especially with the desire for real estate and residential space in downtown. So certainly something that we are looking at and something that could be, has great potential in that area.
What kind of timeline are we looking at this? I know the RFPs are due by mid-February, but, you know, all things considered, is this a project that you expect to get done next year, 2020, beyond? What are we looking at here?
So because this is a phased project, Mike, you know, I like to look at targeted dates. So when we say phased, certain aspects of the project have to be completed before the next one comes. So, you know, the final design is expected to be completed by 2019, and a very conservative number for completion of this project would be 2021. Again, I just want to stress that if we get the right developer on an aggressive schedule, that could be, you know, before that time. So, and again, these are targeted dates for us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.